Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Yayin Nesach, Halacha Gimel. We dedicate to learning today Leilui Nishmas, Tuvia Barav Yisrael Yitzchak, Yerachmiel Daniel Ben Gedalia, and Rosa Basi Tamar, and also for a complete refuah shalema for all those that need it, B'sar Shal Chel Yisrael. Paragraph 5. Valzeh hisnabe Yaakov Avinu kishaberach es Yehuda. Rabbi Nosson was speaking quite a bit about the printing press, about what an incredible gift this is for Klal Yisrael. It makes many Sfarim to be published much more quickly and easily than it was up until that point. And he says it's regarding this that Yaakov Avinu prophesized kishaberach es Yehuda, when he gave a bracha to his son Yehuda, right before Yaakov Avinu was about to pass away. Shemimenu yetzei Moshiach. And we know that it's from Yehuda that Moshiach is destined to come from. So Yaakov Avinu said, Lo yosur shevet mi Yehuda, umechoykeik mi bein raglov, ad ki yovoi shiloi velo yikas amim. The regular translation is that no tribe will leave Yehuda, and the lawgiver will also remain by Yehuda until Shiloh will come, until Mashiach will come, and to him will gather all the nations. But Rav Nosson Zal says that the word Shevet also has another meaning. We'll see. Mechoykek zebechinas hadfus. The term Mechoykek also means to carve out or to engrave, to inscribe. The old printing presses would engrave the letters onto the paper. Shehisnabe shalo yosur Shevet miYehuda. Yaakov Avinu was prophesizing that the Shevet would not leave Yehuda. Zebchinas Shevet Sofer. There's a pasuk that refers to the Shevet, the stick of the Sofer, of the scribe, meaning his pen. Bechinas Ksivas Sforim Hadoshim Shel HaTorah. This is alluding to the writing of books of the Torah. Umechoykeik Zebchinas Hadfus. And Mechoykeik, carving out or engraving, that refers to publishing. Shetizgale chokhmas hadfus ba'olam, that the wisdom regarding the printing press, the ability to publish, will be revealed in the world. V'loy tizbatel chakikas v'atposas sifrei Yisrael, and it'll never, never leave Klal Yisrael again. This ability to engrave and publish Sforim will not leave. Ad ki yavoy Shiloh, until Shiloh will come. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, Shiloh is Bigimatria Moshe, Do Moshe Moshiach. This refers to Moshe Rabbeinu, who is a major part of Moshiach. Ki al yidei ribuy ha-sforim ha-gdoshim, al yidei chochmas ha-tfus, lo yitishtagach ha-toyrah, ad sheyovoy Shiloh. Because as a result of the many sforim that will be published, based on this knowledge that Hashem revealed regarding the printing press, the Torah will not be forgotten until Shiloh will come. Do Moshe Moshiach, v'zeh v'loi yikas amim. And to him will gather nations. And then the pasuk mentions Geffen, the vineyards of Shevet Yehuda. There's the pasuk says, Kibes bayayin levushoi, chachlili einayim miyoyin. It speaks quite a bit about wine and the vineyards. Kilosi kisheyovoi Moshiach, oz yuchlulu Moshe veDavid biyachad betachlis vachlus. Because in the future, when Moshiach will come, then Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech will merge together in the epitome of oneness. Ki Shiloi do Moshe, because the word Shiloi, the Zohar HaKadosh says, refers to Moshe, Gematria Moshe, Shehu Moshiach. He is a major aspect of Moshiach. V'chein David hu Moshiach. And we know that David HaMelech is also a major aspect of Moshiach. K'mo shekosuv, Moshiach Elokei Yaakov. Ki nishmas Moshiach yihyeh kolu mishneyan, mimoshe v'david. Because the soul of Moshiach will be a combination of both Moshe Rabbeinu and Dovra Melech, va'oz tia ha-ga'ula shleima she'en achare ha-golus. And when Moshiach comes, that's when we'll have the final redemption, after which there'll never again be an exile. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to referring to what he had explained earlier in the previous year about what Moshe Rabbeinu represents and what David HaMelech represents. Kinizke lizkor ho'ashoro is shal Moshe, because we'll be zoche to remember the warnings of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the written Torah, ulekaimon bishleimus, and to fulfill them perfectly, completely, alidei b'chinas David, through the aspect of David. We had learned earlier that David HaMelech represents the one who wages the wars, the battles for Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the initial warnings, the initial reminders regarding the mitzvahs. That's the written Torah. But David HaMelech represents the oral Torah, which is the full details of the written Torah and the ability to fulfill it. And this is what the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave to Yehuda refers to, until Shiloh will come. Shekol ho'anim sheim hashivim u'mois yisabchu el hakidusha v'yisasfu kulam el Moshe Moshiach. All these 70 nations will gather to the realm of holiness and they'll convert to holiness. And they'll all gather to Moshe Moshiach, Shezehu Bechina Hanal, this Shehadamin Nichlolin Begdusha, that the bloods, which represent redness, which represent Gevurais and Dinim, will all be plugged into holiness. Shesmoil Nichlal Biamin, the left will be folded into and become merged into and subservient to the right. Kanal, as we discussed in the previous year. This is the concept of holy wine, when wine is being drunk in holiness. Shehu b'chinas David, which corresponds to David HaMelech, whom the Torah describes as red, reddish, with beautiful eyes. And this is why immediately after Yaakov Avinu speaks about Moshiach coming from Yehuda, and he speaks about the Shevet and the Machoikek, alluding to the printing press, right away Yaakov Avinu speaks out the wine. Gefen Iroi, Kibes Bayayin Levushoi, Chachlili Einayim Miyoyin. All of these psukim speaking about wine. All of this alludes to the cup of wine that's used at the end of a meal for Birchas Hamozai. Bechinas Yayin Dekdusha, Yayin HaMissameach, the wine that brings joy. Shehu Bechinas Shehachamimus HaAdomim Nichlolim Dekdusha. What this refers to is when the passion that's in the blood plugs into holiness. So that the person now, thanks to that bubbling blood inside of him, the person becomes inspired to serve Hashem with tremendous simcha and hislavos. When Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech merge together, dahinu b'chinas machshava v'dibur azhoras haTorah. As we learned earlier, this refers to thought and speech, the thought and speech of the warnings of the Torah, which Moshe Rabbeinu gave us, the written Torah, the hizgabrus lekayim haTorah, and the person strengthening himself to fulfill the Torah, le'ohev Hashem yisborach b'shnei tzarinu, to love Hashem with both of our inclinations, with the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. Shezeu b'chinas Torah shebichsar, the Torah shebal peh. This corresponds to the written Torah and the oral Torah, Torah utfilah. It corresponds to the concept of Torah and tefillah, kanal, as we discussed in the previous year. Shekol ze nestakim al yidei ribui hasforim akdoshim shel haTorah. And all of this is established and achieved through the publishing of the many sforim of the Torah. Shenisrabim oid al yidei hatfus, which can multiply into many as a result of this invention, the printing press. And this is also what brings together the written Torah and the oral Torah. By all of these new sforim that are being published that explain and clarify the oral Torah. These are the true explanations and clarifications of the Torah. And this is what enables a Jew and the entire Klal Yisrael to be able to win the war against the Yetzer Hara. This is the concept of holy wine, as we spoke about earlier. Rav Nosson says, now we understand why these two things are written next to each other in the Bracha Tehuda. Number one, the Pasuk Lo Yosur Shevet Yudam Achaykek, which we said alludes to the publishing of Sfarim, written right next to the topic of wine. Shemarames Al Toyeles Hatfus. We showed how that first pasuk is alluding to the incredible benefits of printing and publishing, shehu kiyum haTorah, which is what will really help Klal Yisrael get to a whole new level of fulfilling the Torah. Question in the chat, when we make tefillos out of the Torah that we learn, can it be said that we bring Mashiach closer through this combination of Moshe Rabbeinu and David? The answer is most definitely. Rabbi Yisrael wrote that that's one of the greatest pleasures in heaven. Hashem, when a person combines both. Now note the calamity and destruction that took place when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas was caused by the Nachash. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that the Nachash and the Satan are one. Nachash is Begimatria Satan with the Koilel. Nochash is 358, Satan is 359, and Moshiach is Begimatria Nochash. Moshiach is Begimatria Nochash. He is the opposite, equal opposite force to the Nochash, and Moshe David is Begimatria Satan. This combination of Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech. Paragraph Zayin, V'zeh Bechinas, and this is what the Pasuk refers to in Shir HaShirim, Simeni Kachosim Al Zroyacha, place me as a seal on your heart, as a seal on your arm. This alludes to the mitzvah of tefillin, which is worn on the arm opposite the heart. Ki Aza Kamoves Ahava, because the love between us, between Hashem and the Jewish people, is as powerful as death. Rav Nosson says, Choysom ze bechinas hatfus. The term choysom, a seal is something in the olden days that was pressed into the paper, that became engraved in the paper, just like the printing press in the olden days, the letters pressed into the paper. Shehu bechinas hakiko v'choysom. This is the concept of an engravement, a seal. Shekneses Yisrael mevakesh meshim yisborach, shetiskash reylov be'emes, yidei bechinas hachoysim, shu bechinas hatfus. In this pasuk, the Jewish nation is pleading with Hashem that we should be zeichet to become really deeply attached to Hashem through this seal, through this engravement, which is the tfus, the printing press. Shaydezeh nisrabim hasforim akdoshim. This is what enables the publishing of many sforim, shehem kiyum haTorah, which will really enable Klal Yisrael to fulfill the Torah. V'zehu ki azo kamoves ahava. And the pasuk continues, koshe kishoyo kino rishofeho rishbeyesh. Hainu shehagvurois shehem chamimus hadomim nishapchu el akdusha. When the pasuk there speaks about the rishofeho rishbeyesh, this fire, this raging fire, it's referring to the fact that the gvurois, which are the passion in the blood, the hot-bloodedness inside of us, Nishapchu el Kedusha, will be converted to and channeled into holiness, and left will be merged into the right. So through this passion in the blood, this fire, which could have been used for sin, chas v'shalom, by turning it around and channeling into the Kedusha, this will enable us to perform mitzvahs with a passion, with a fiery love. Shalhuvim derechimusa, shezeu bechinas klolias torah shebal peh v'torah shebechsav. This alludes to the bringing together of the written Torah and the oral Torah, Moshe v'David, shezeu zoichin al yidei ribui hasforim hakdoshim. And this is accomplished through the many holy sforim, shenisrabim al yidei atfus, which are achieved, are published through this printing press, Shehu Bechinas Choysim Mikdusha, which is an example of this holy seal, this seal that's imprinted, engraved. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to our topic of the kashrus of wine and the kashrus of vessels used by a non-Jew. V'zeh Bechinas Klei Yahayayin Sheyesh Lohem Hechsher Al Yidei Shemashin Oysom Shnei Moser Chodesh. Based on what we've been learning here, we'll be able to understand an interesting law in the Torah that if you have barrels that were used to store wine, if that barrel is allowed to stand for 12 months unused, it is a way of kashering it. Because 12 months is a year, which is comprised of 365 days, generally. Shehem keneged shesagidim, which correspond to the 365 tendons through which the blood flows. V'alkein kishahakankanim shel yayin shoyin shana. And therefore, when those vessels which are used to store wine, when they're allowed to wait for an entire year unused, nimtak v'nizbatel hayayin ho'osur habalua b'hem, that sweetens and eliminates the non-kosher absorption of non-kosher wine that was absorbed into this barrel. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki ikar isur hayayin hu bebechinas hashesagidin sheshom hadomim kanal. Because when we speak about the wine of a non-Jew being forbidden, it's especially because of its association with blood. Wine and wine is red, and blood is red, and it's associated with these 365 gidin of the body through which the blood flows. And therefore, by an entire year going by, Shehi Klula Mishesayonim, which is comprised of 365 days, that has the ability to sweeten and to kosher any negativity of the 365 tendons through which the blood is flowing. And this is a means of koshering these vessels that were used for wine. Ki b'chol shana yesh yoim echod hakodosh mikol hashesayonim. Because in every year, there is one holy day, which is a composite of all 365 days. V'hu yoim hakipurim, which is Yom Kippur. Shekolo mikol shesayimois hashana, which is a composite of all 365 days of the year, v'hu tikkun kulam, and Yom Kippur is the tikkun for all 365 days. K'moshe kosuv, as it says in Tehillim, yomim yutzaru, Hashem created the days, v'loi echod bahem, and to him, to Hashem, is reserved one of these days. And the Gemara says, ze yom kippur, that refers to Yom Kippur, k'moshe rabbi sim zal. Because on Yom Kippur is forgiven and repaired all of the sins that were committed that were a result of the blood that flows through the 365 gidin. And therefore, this period, this 365 days, has the ability to repair and sweeten any negativity of wine. Shehu b'chinas pegam hadamim, which is like the negativity in the blood. V'zeh shekol mitzvah savritas yom ha-kippurim tolso ha-toyrah b'misas v're'aroim. And this will explain why the Torah in Parshas Achrei Mois, which is what we read on Yom Kippur morning in Shul, that's the Torah portion that we read, it begins with the passing away of the two sons of Aaron HaKohen. That's what kicks off the whole avodah of, and it says, because they died by doing something wrong, by bringing something improperly into the Mishkan, from here we learn how careful the Kohen Gadol has to be, he performs all the avodah of Yom Kippur. And that's where the Torah defines all of that. K'moshe kosuv, as it says in the beginning of that Torah portion, Achrei Mois Shnei Benai Aaron, it was after the death of the two sons of Aaron HaKohen, that's when Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron the whole avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Therefore, the Kohen should not enter into the Mishkan, into the Holy of Holies, whenever he wants, so that he shouldn't die like his sons died. As Rashi HaKadosh points out over there in the beginning of Parshas Achrei Mois. V'shom bo'isoy ha'parsha mavur kol avodas yom kippurim. And in that portion of the Torah defines the entire service of Yom Kippur that was performed by the Kohen Gadol. Ki b'nei Aharon mesu al yedei pegam hayayin. Because one of the reasons that's given as to why the sons of Aharon are compared away was the fact that they entered the Mishkan after they had drunk wine. Kama Hashem Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, Shuyei yayin nichnesu l'mikdash. They entered the holy sanctuary after they had drunk a certain quantity of wine. V'alkein Yom HaKippurim hu ha'tikin shalahem. And therefore, Yom Kippur is the tikkun for the sons of Aharon HaKohen. Ki Yom HaKippurim misakein kol ha'shesagidim. Because Yom Kippur repairs all 365 pipes through which the blood flows. Shehein b'china shesah loisaseh, which corresponds to the 365 negative commandments in the Torah. Sheborim mehadonim, which are associated with the blood. Shehem b'chinas pegam hayayin, and they represent the negativity in wine. V'alkein, when a person allows an entire year, 365 days, to pass over these wine vessels, not to use them for entire 365 days, v'chol shana klula mishesah yomim, and every year is comprised of 365 days, shenechlon b'yom ha'kippurim, which are plugged into and included in Yom Kippur, v'ydezeh nistaknim kanal. That's how these vessels get their tikkun, they become kosher. Alkein, al yidei zeh nechshorim hakankanim mipigam hayayin. This is what kashers those vessels from any non-kosher wine that had been kept in it originally. Ki tikun hadamim shebishesah gidim shenistaknim bishesah yomim al yidei makipurim hu tikun hayayin. Because the repair of the blood inside of us, which flows through those 365 pipes, need to be repaired through the 365 days, which are all included in Yom Kippur. And that's the same tikkun for the wine. Again, the resemblance between the blood and the wine, this redness, this passion that's found in blood, and this passion that can be activated by drinking wine, Bikdusha. Paragraph test. Now, these 12 months of the year, the Gemara uses the terminology 12 months. They are 365 days. And now Rav Nosson Zal adds a qualifier. Because although there are years that are less than 365 days and more, the main number associated with a year is 365 days. This is the concept of the Soyid Hoibur, where we correlate the lunar year and the solar year, so that each and every year comes out, the years come out to average 365 days. The 12 months of the year correspond to the 12 shvatim, the 12 tribes. And these 12 tribes had 12 corresponding stones, precious stones, that the Kohen Gadol wore on the breastplate over his heart, which were engraved with the holy seal of Hashem. Shehem ha'urim v'tumim. This refers to the urim v'tumim that the Kohen Gadol wore. Shemehem ha'yushoyalim kol ha'etzos, from which the people would ask any advice that they needed, whether they should go out to war or not, etc. And the letters that were on these stones would light up in a way that would give the response. And it's from these 12 stones of the 12 tribes, which were inscribed, engraved, from there all in holy engravements draw their holiness. And it's from there that we receive the power to print and publish holy books, Shehem Bechinas Choysim Dekdusha, which are another example of a holy seal, a holy engravement. Shal Yodom Iker Shlemus Biuri HaTorah. And it's through these holy books being published, they are what complete the explanations of the Torah. Shaideze Nistaknin Hadomim Shabisagidim Kanal. And this helps to improve and repair the blood inside of us that flows through the 365 pipes. Shehem Keneged Shesai Yomim, corresponding to 365 days, Haklul Mishnei Mosah Chosh Hashana, which are included in the 12 months of the year, Shehem Keneged Shnei Mosah Shvatim, which correspond to the 12 tribes, Shtem Esri Avonim Anal, these 12 stones, Shehem Pituchei Choysim Kodesh LaShem, which have this holy inscriptions, because it's from the Urim V'Tumim that the Jews would ask all questions. Nowadays, we don't know who is really a Kohen. We don't have the Urim V'Tumim that the Kohen Gadol wore to be able to ask questions from there. And we have no one to ask advice from, Kiyim al yidei hasforim hagdoshim shel haTorah, other than from the holy books of the Torah, shenisrabin al yidei hatfus, which are increased in the amount of holy books that we have, is increased and expanded through the printing press, shehu choysim dekdusha, which is an example of a holy engravement, nimtza shechoysim hatfus. So therefore, these letters on the printing press, which engrave the lettering in the books that are published, they correspond to the holy engravement of the 12 stones that were on the Choshen of the Kohen Gadol. And it's from the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol that the printing press draws its holy power. And this is what the Pasuk refers to in Tehillim when it says, Golmi ro'u einecha, v'al sifracha kulam yikosevu, yomim yutzoru, v'loi echud bohem. And the Gemara says on this last part of the Pasuk, Hashem created days, and one of them is reserved for him, ze yom kippurim karal. Golmi ro'u einecha. What is Golmi ro'u einecha? Your eyes saw something that was in a raw state, in an unfinished state. Shehera HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'odam HaRishon Dor Dor V'Dor Shav. The Gemara says this refers to the fact that Hashem showed that Odom HaRishon, each and every generation that would come from him subsequently, and its leaders, those that would be teaching Torah in each generation. Kama Hashem Rabbi Samuzal, as the Gemara points out, Veheroloi Bame Yiskayim Ho'olam Bachris Hayomim Ho'ele Beikris Mashiach. And Hashem showed Odom HaRishon what would sustain the world nowadays, towards the end of time, when we hear the footsteps of Mashiach. Veheroloi Hashem showed him She'ato, that now Kiyum HaTorah Shu Kiyum Ho'olam Vayidei Ribui HaSforim HaKdoshim. That now what keeps the world alive is the many holy sforim that are published al yidei choysim dekdusha through that holy engravement shehu meleches hatfus, which is the great printing press. V'zeh ve'al sifracha kulam yikosevu, and upon your book all of them will be written. Kulam daiko. Rav Nosson Hall says, look at the word kulam, all of them. Shekol hachidushim shel hatzadikim. That all of the new revelations of Torah that the tzaddikim reveal will be written in books. Because now everything can be printed and published with clarity to clarify the Torah through this printing press. This is what helps complete the written Torah, the oral Torah, Shaydezen Estaknen Hadomim Shibisagidin, and this is what corrects any problems in the blood that flows through the 365 tendons, shezeu b'chinas Yom HaKippurim kanal. And this is similar to the concept of Yom Kippur, which is misaking the entire year, one day which repairs the whole year. V'zehu v'al sifracha kula mikasevu yomim yutzoru v'loyechu bohem. Now we see the connection between the two parts of this pasuk. Zeh Yom HaKippurim, that one day refers to Yom Kippur, ki heim b'china achas, because the atonement that's being accomplished on Yom Kippur that helps purify any problem in the blood that flows through our veins and our tendons, that tikkun corresponds to the tikkun being accomplished by holy books being published and printed that complete the Torah and Klal Yisrael is able to benefit from. Baruch Hashem. Question, does the digital publishing that we have today still draw from the holiness of the Kohen Gadol's breastplate? I would say yes, because the forerunner of it was the printing press, where it had those metal letters that actually engraved. On a certain level, this is an extension of that.